Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 16, 2024. The time is now 10:03. This is a public rulemaking meeting for Washington Administrative Code 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax, Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustment. This meeting is being recorded. My name is Tiffany Doe. My last name is spelled D as in Delta and O as in Oscar. I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, also known as ITA, for the Department of Revenue. I will be the facilitator for this meeting. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Kathy Holder and Barbara Imperial in their role as management analysts. Kathy and Barbara will be monitoring our recording equipment as this meeting is being recorded. Ross Goodwin, our revenue forester. We are conducting this public meeting remotely through Zoom. Participants are here joined through Zoom as well as through telephone calls. We do not have other parties physically present for this meeting. Thank you for taking the time to attend this meeting and providing us with your valuable feedback concerning the rulemaking activities for WAC 458-40-660. Please note, we are best able to consider your comments when you provide it to us in writing, which can be sent to me at tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov. The legal authority for this meeting is from Chapter 34.05 RCW, titled Administrative Procedures Act. This meeting was announced through publications in the Washington State Register as Washington WSR 24-05-027 on February 12, 2024, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking actions to propose amendment to WAC 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax, Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustment, referred to in this meeting as Rule 660. We emphasize that the rule draft as now written is provided for discussion purposes only. We will consider any comments receiving relating to the proposed amendments to Rule 660. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. We request you send written comments to my attention, Tiffany Doe, at email address tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov, no later than Friday, April 19, 2024. In this way, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now, let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to this rule. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the Office of Co-Advisor to announce a public meeting for solicitations of comments regarding possible changes to the rule. The notice called a Form CR-101 is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for the rule is today, April 16, 2024. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of Co-Revisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice, called a Form CR-102, is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rule. All public comments will be evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be kept by the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division in the permanent rulemaking file. The final step is to adopt the revised rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rules to the Office of Co-Revisor using a Form CR-103 with the appropriate forms. The revised rule will be effectively shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. Before opening for public comments, I would like to ask Ross Goodwin, our revenue forester, to explain the proposed revisions to Rule 660. Thank you, Ross.
All right, good morning. This morning I'll be going through the proposed stumpage values by species, by stumpage value area for the period July 1st through December 31st, 2024. I will start with Western Washington. So for Douglas fir, stumpage value area one, proposed value is 523, SVA two, 530, SVA three, 598, SVA 4, 606, SVA 5, 487, SVA 9, 509. For Western Hemlock, SVA 1, 240, SVA 2, 291, SVA 3, 286, SVA 4, 253, SVA 5, 302, SVA 9, 226. For Red Cedar, stumpage value areas 1 through 5, 1,013. Stumpage value area 9, 999. For Ponderosa Pine, SVA is 1 through 5, 159. SVA 9, 145. For Red Alder, SVA is 1 through 5, 383. SVA 9, 369. Black Cottonwood, SVA is 1 through 5, $1. SVA 9, $1. Other hardwoods, SVA 1 through 5, $92. SVA 9, $78. Douglas fir poles, SVA is 1 through 5, $964. SVA 9, $950. Red cedar poles, SVA is 1 through 5, 1,967, SVA 9, 1,953. Chipwood for all SVAs, $1. Shake shingle blocks, all SVAs, 389 per cord. For posts, all SVAs, 35 cents per eight lineal feet. For Douglas fir Christmas trees, all SVAs, 25 cents per lineal foot. All other Christmas trees, all SVAs, 50 cents per lineal foot. Okay, for Eastern Washington, for the same period, July 1st through December 31st, proposed values are for Douglas fir, SVA 6, 308, SVA 7, 322, for Western Hemlock, SVA 6, 225, SVA 7, 239. For Western Red Cedar, SVA 6, 735, SVA 7, 749. For Ponderosa Pine, SVA 6, 145, SVA 7, 159. For other hardwoods, SVA 6, $1, SVA 7, $9. Red cedar poles for SVA 6, 1,538, SVA 7, 1,552. For chipwood in both SVAs 6 and 7, $1. For small logs, SVA 6, $12 per ton, and SVA 7, $14 per ton. Red cedar shake and shingle blocks, 390 for both SVAs, 389 per cord. For posts, for both SVAs, 35 cents per eight lineal feet. For Douglas fir Christmas trees, SVAs 6 and 7, 25 cents per lineal foot. And for other Christmas trees, SVAs 6 and 7, 50 cents per lineal foot. Those are all the proposed values.
Thank you, Ross. We will now proceed to the comment portion of this meeting. If you have a comment, please use the raise hand functions on Zoom. and I will call your name. Once I call your name, please introduce yourself, identify who you are representing before making comment for the record. John?
Yes, my name is John Ehrenreich, and I am the Director of Forest Tax and Economics for the Washington Forest Protection Association. And I'm here today commenting on the stumpage value proposed for the last half of this year, 2024. And I want to say that I've run the values and agree with the values that the Department of Revenue is proposing, and want to take the time to thank the department for all the work that it does. You folks not only do a tremendous amount of work in the field helping folks with their paying their taxes and calculating their taxes, but also collecting data and in order to be able to propose these values and sharing the data in a way that we can see transparently how the values are derived. In particular, I also appreciate the department's willing to listen to our concerns and address them, even if we end up not agreeing. but we usually do agree. And I just really appreciate the work that the department does. So thanks, Ross and Tiffany and all the other folks and Paul, all the work that you do. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, it looks like no one else have a comment. So just want a quick note. We also appreciate receiving testimony in writing. If you have written testimony and could send us your oral testimony in writing after this meeting, please submit your comments via email to tiffanyd@dor.wa.gov by no later than Friday, April 19, 2024. So we can keep your comments in the department permanent rulemaking file for Rule 660. So without further comments, I'd like to proceed recapping the rulemaking process. This has been a public meeting for input regarding the proposed amendment for Washington Administrative Code 458-40-660, timber excise tax, stumpage value tables, stumpage value adjustment. As a reminder, the department will next review any comments we receive on this rulemaking, this rule draft, make changes as needed, and publish the proposed rule for public comment. Once the rule proposal is published, the department will hold a public hearing on the proposal to gather feedback from the public. Thank you for participating in this public meeting with us this morning. If you are not on the department's rules notification list, did not receive a notice for today's meeting directly from the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities relating to this rule, please provide Kathy Holder or Barbara Imperial with your name and email address. Kathy can be contacted at kathyh@dor.wa.gov, and Barbara can be contacted at Barbara@dor.wa.gov. The time is now 10:17 a.m. and the public meeting for Rule 660 is now adjourned.